The first I'm going to read is called Horse. Blaze the morning through, the burst of crow with coked up cry and sex burned mouth, the swell that wins me true. Saddle up, Van Gogh, ear framed path and flaxen manes, their bells swing on and through. The sun on our bodies is like God's own hand and wicked green, and on, till the heat is spent and the sweat-drenched barrels wander home past crocus hides and fallen oak to claim their stalls and slumber long with thunder ringing, ringing on. The next is called Sheep. I feel afraid tonight, so that I leave my woolen sleep, put foot to floor, and button closed the closet's gaping cardigan, concealing its unruly recesses. No trolls, nor beasties these, rather the slow trailing orbs that trace my dreams, those lumps of coal as sad as sheep. The next is Fox. Flesh and superstition are surrendered to the lambent marrowbone moon. Behind snow clouds, January branches barely dare breathe, but their arthritic knuckles probe the frayed blushing underbelly until the quilt is split. It falls, and the fox, with his skinless voice, at last finds he can pray. The last one I'm going to read is called Crow. Skillet cracking hyena heart, you will drown your daughter to the bottom and then down. She has birds in her hair, headstrong hue birds with starfish feet and black, black, black. She has soft turning feathers in her belly and she loves, oh how she loves, hatchet heart and whack, whack, whack. Oh how she loves to the bottom and then down, down to a start of the world place where feet become fins and eyes mollusks, her hair waxed green with twist of wrist and bend of knee, and down. Oh, how she loves, and black, black, black. Thank you.